Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
DM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate. It is Monday, March 25th, and today we are going to be bringing you a special guest, very hustle-minded, very strong-minded entrepreneur, coming to you from out of ATL. But on the other side of this, I will bring to you our other people online here at TM Hyman that hold it down with me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. T.M. Hyman himself, and Madam CeeLo Boston. But first, let me get you a little bit of music to start out to. Go with my girl, Mary J. Blige, Love No Limit. Let's go.
I'm bending your love.
DM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate back with you. Our girl, Mary J. Blige, Love No Limit. General TM Hyman is on the line with us as well as Madam CeeLo Boston.
Tampa in the building.
Yes, Tampa, Charlotte, and Plant City. I missed y'all.
Hey, what is it? Monday, March 25th, 2013. Hey, big up to my big brother, his birthday today, Caleb Medley, in the building. Hey, tonight we got a special guest. We are up close and personal with, is it Devon or Devin?
No. Let's correct that because you corrected me earlier. It is Devin. It's spelled the same way as my son, Devon. So I guess it's just, you know, potato, what have you. But
tomato to you, but he says, you know, tomato.
Tomato, exactly.
We're going to call him by the name he likes to be called. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody, inside of Money Monday. Up Close and Personal is going to be a few series. We're going to do a series of Up Close and Personal, starting with our special guest tonight. Hot Tackle, take it away. Let's get it cracking.
Yes, without further ado, I would like to welcome to the show Devon Green, a.k.a. Sleepy Green, Atlanta, Georgia, by way of North Philadelphia. Sleepy Green, welcome
cool
to the show.
That's a cool name.
Thank you.
Bro.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm happy to be on the show, and I'm definitely looking forward to talking to you guys.
Yo, when I heard that name, I envisioned a lounge singer with a smoking jacket with some Nikes on.
Snapping his fingers.
It's a long story.
We definitely want to hear the story. Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you.
Okay, great. Well, I'm happy to be here. Like, I'm excited. You know, I'm looking forward to answering the questions and also talking about, you know, so much is going on right now in Atlanta. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, I'm from Philadelphia, North Philadelphia, so how about my family?
You got an interesting story, bro. You definitely got an interesting story. I understand you are in the pharmaceutical business as a trade, so you getting all the money right now.
Real money.
So big up to you. But before we dive deep, you know, and you let us know what's going on in your world these days, where did Sleepy come from, brother?
Well, it's so funny. When I used to play football when I was younger, and the coach used to always say that I was sleeping, not paying attention during practice. So he started calling. So he told everybody on the team to call me Sleepy, and it stuck. It was like, at first it was funny, and everybody thought it was funny. I hated it. And then in the neighborhood, you know, I grew up in, everybody started calling me Sleep. And then it became Sleepy all my life. So that's been since middle school, I've been Sleepy. And my last name is Green, so I put them together and it's Sleepy Green. You know?
It definitely works. Now, I would like for you to tell our listeners a little bit more about your backstory, because the backstory is really what builds the platform to Sleepy Green the man and your other businesses that you have outside of Sleepy Green Entertainment. So tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Okay, well, you know, I'm from Philadelphia, as you mentioned before. You know, I grew up in North Philadelphia, which is one of probably the worst parts of Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up in an inner city. You know, it's really straight inner city. You know, high violence area. But I grew up in a single parent household, and growing up, you know, both my mom and my dad were both addicted to drugs growing up. And, you know, just you know, on top of growing up in that environment, just also growing up as a young kid, probably throughout my middle school years and also up all through high school, my dad was never around. I seen my dad when I was later on in life around 15, but throughout, you know, through like from the ages of like 6 maybe until 15, I never heard from him or seen him at all. So my mom, you know, even though she was, you know, struggling with trying to, you know, get her life together with drugs, she was still, you know, was always in my corner, very supportive, but she was just, you know, trying to fight being addicted to cocaine. Yeah. So, you know, originally, you know, as far as, you know, and I'm pretty sure listeners out there who've experienced the same type of struggles and pain, growing up as a middle school student, you know, fifth and sixth grade, you know, and in that type of environment, you automatically just have the pain of just, you know, nobody knows what's going on in your life. You keep everything as a secret, you know?
Right.
And
so that shame, and embarrassment of it, though.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like main.
Right, exactly. But the crazy thing about, and this happens in most inner city environments, most of my friends,
right,
we all grew up in a similar environment. Most of our parents, we're all single parent households. And this is young African American men. So we both had, you know, most of our fathers were missing from their homes. And plus, we all had family members that were on drugs or alcohol abuse, parents.
Right.
So, you know, I found myself most of the time just hanging with older guys on the corners. And most of my older friends sold drugs. And I would just sit out there and think, like, God, look at my life, man. My life is just, what am I going to do with my life? And I kind of blamed the world, like, how that, bad enough I'm in the worst neighborhood in America. Now, on top of that, I'm paranoid on drugs. I don't have any money. You know, and I always had a strong foundation with my family as far as love. Because, you know, I'm the only male in my family. It's all women. They always love me, but they didn't realize that behind the scenes, I'll go home, depending on if my mom got money paid or not, she may be gone for days at a time. So I've been home by myself 12 years old, just living this no-sleep lifestyle. It's just like, wow, you know, up all night thinking about where, as far as the lights being on and food and the simple things
right.
of life that people take for granted.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Can I ask you this? At any point, did you ever contemplate suicide as a youth?
No. I never contemplated suicide. I just always just thought like it would get better at some point in life. I always been a believer you can talk stuff into existence. And I even though it was terrible, I used to be like, I know at some point, hopefully things will turn around. So I stayed positive throughout it all. But
Where did that come from? Where did that inner strength or that I'm going to say spirituality, really, to any faith, really, that you were applying even as a kid, where did that faith come from at that time?
It came from my grandmother. I had a real strong grandmother who kind of kept the family together while she was alive, and she always would just tell me, like, you know, just it's going to be okay and stay positive. And I would go down to her house, and we would have our one-on-one set. Like, I was the only boy, so I would talk to her about life, and she would just tell me about so many stories I didn't appreciate then, and now that I look back, I'm like, wow, it was so much wisdom. So it was from her,
right.
You know, just kind of being the rock.
Hey, everybody got that big ma. We love big
right.
ma. We love grandma.
Yeah,
hey, It's 8:14 right now in Nashville, Tennessee. It's 9:14 in Miami, Florida. Special guest tonight, we're up close and personal with Devin Sleepy Green, CEO of Sleepy Green Entertainment. We'll be right back with more of our special guest and his story. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Back in a moment.
Yo, remember back on the bully when cats used to harmonize like... Yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the name. This is not the most the king, yo. About a thing, greatest of the men. Most concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women. Him and his man. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend. Poppy Yang.
Like you got Yang.
Let's stop pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waste man. Crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their three and four kids. In the face in court case. When the child support late. Money taking heart breaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silence man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the demon. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, come again.
Hyman Radio Live. We are back. Your girl Hot Chocolate out of Plant City, Florida. TM Hyman, that dude out of Tampa, Florida. You know, Boston.
Hey, we got some very
Charlotte,
women in here,
North
man.
Carolina.
You think you're too young
also,
to really love somebody?
No.
I say it for me. I'm an adult. I say wait.
Oh, it was too much going on. It was
right.
The spoken word.
That's that,
out,
that's that outro. That's that outro.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. We are also back on the line with our special guest, Sleepy Green of Sleepy Green Entertainment, and I'm going to go ahead and let the little cat out of the bag, No Sleep Lifestyle, which is not just a clothing line, people. It is a movement, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about it. But if you have any questions for Sleepy, you can give us a call, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. 3926, and we actually have a caller on the line to speak to Sleepy. Area code 856, last four digits 2579. Welcome, Miss Sarita.
Hi, how are you?
Well,
my name
welcome
is Sarita, also from North Philadelphia.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, I was calling in to speak to Rashid Devin about No Sleep Lifestyle. He's also my cousin, so I'm very proud of him as well. Just calling
to pull him by his ears, huh?
Yes. Just calling the ex about his clothing line. As far as children, in the future, would you plan on doing a line for kids, infants, as well as the adults right now?
Yes, for sure. I have a whole, actually, something. We're going to do a clothing. We're going to do a model shoot for kids, No Sleep Lifestyle for kid wear. So it's going to be definitely us. It's coming in the future. Really fast.
Okay. And also, I wanted to know a little more about your book. I know you talk about wanting to do a book, and other than your personal life, what would be some of the things that you would talk about in your book, maybe?
Well, you know, I think that I want to do something motivational. I know that, as the listeners know, I'm the only male in my family, so I have numerous girl cousins, you know, and Sarita's one of them, and Brandy, and cousin Brandy.
Yes.
Brittany and Aisha, and I have a lot of young girl cousins who look up to me, so I just want life to be easier for them and maybe come up with the blueprint of how other young people throughout the U.S. and that go through issues can, you know, just take an easier path in life and have a blueprint so they be successful.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That was my only questions, and
family.
I just wanted to tell you I'm supporting you, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you very much for calling
in. Nice. Yes, thank you.
We all need a cousin like that.
You're doing your thing, cousin.
Real.
We're on our way to
Absolutely.
Miami, baby.
That was good.
That's what's
okay.
up. Thank you, Sarita. That was
You're
very
welcome.
Nice.
All right.
The no sleep concept, how did that come up? Which is funny because for you to be sleepy, and then there's a no sleep campaign that almost like a oxymoron, a contradiction almost.
Right.
How did you come up with that brand, No Sleep?
Well, No Sleep, it's like No Sleep Lifestyle. Well, I have to explain to you in two parts because it's like the gift and the curse. So, you know, No Sleep Lifestyle, the curse side, it would be for those who grew up in an environment where, you know, maybe where, they, you know, they're chasing their dreams, trying, you know, the single parent, the struggling 9-to-5 worker, maybe, the hustler. It's for those who are chasing that, you know, trying to get out of a bad situation. And they're chasing. So to me, when you think about someone who's trying to get out of a bad situation, even like myself, late nights when I used to stay up, you know, looking for my mom and thinking about where my parents was or how am I going to survive or being in the corner with my friends, not really having structure, I lived a no-sleep lifestyle because it was like even people who have, you know, single parents, they live a no-sleep lifestyle because they don't know, you know, when the next meal is going to come from or how they're going to survive the next day. So that's the curse of no-sleep lifestyle, but in a positive way. So hoping the people who've been through some type of struggle will be motivated to not be complacent or settle for what their situation is and then chase their dreams. And then you have the gift side for those who've made it, who still live a no-sleep lifestyle, those who are chasing an MBA or those who are artists or radio personalities. I'm pretty sure you go through times where you rarely sleep because you're getting ready for the programming for the next day, or for those who work, you know, over 40 hours a week and they're just chasing their dreams. So for me, the combination of both made me think about everyone, regardless of your background, living a no-sleep lifestyle.
Right.
And,
right. I'm a
and
part of that movement, definitely.
Exactly.
We all are.
So, right. We are, right. And I feel like all the passion and things that I've been through in my life, I can express it through clothing. And my clothing line is an expression of if you look at the actual logo, it's celebration. You see people putting their hands up. They're celebrating with their success. We're winning. So it's like wherever your background is, whether it's, you know, from an inner city or from a great environment, if you're still chasing your dream and working hard, then you're trying to be successful. You're trying to win. You're living a no-sleep lifestyle. And that's where I got this inspiration from to come up with the clothing line.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I love it. I love the concept. And the fact that it's too many people out here that don't have a dream, that grew up in those same situations, and that was it for them, and they're still there right now. I mean, it's too many people. I lived in Philadelphia myself, and it was too many people that had not been outside of those walls, outside of
right.
those city walls. That's where they're gonna. That's where they was born, and that's where they're gonna die, and that's where they're fine with. But then you have other people who get out and literally have to get out to move up, you know.
Right.
For the process.
And it
right.
shouldn't be like that in our communities,
right.
but that's the way it seems like we got to get out of the barrel first.
Are there any products or pieces of product that's available right now for
yeah.
public to see?
Well, yeah, actually I have an Instagram page, No Sleep Lifestyle. For those who are on Instagram, if you put the at No Sleep Lifestyle, also at Sleepy Green, you can see all the clothing, and also follow me and through this path of going to, and the website nosleeplifestyle.com will be up in probably about less than 2 weeks, where people can actually purchase the clothing and everything like that. It's been such a high demand since I mean literally within the last month, I just started getting articles and design, and the designers been sending me clothes, and I had over 100 orders in less than 24 hours. So it's been
nice.
Crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Real.
I'm excited about it because people, you know, it's for the people. It's not just like just a cloak, like a shirt. It's really meaning,
right.
you know, it's empowering. So
yeah, right.
people, and we're going to continue to talk about this. Give
you can
second,
email
you know,
me. People can.
We're going to come back on
me.
The other side of this, and we'll give you the
okay.
chance to give out your information about how they can contact you, what they'll
okay.
be able to find on the website, and a few of your other endeavors and events that you have coming up. So stick tight with us here on TM Hyman Radio. Sleepy Green is our special guest. We'll be right back with you after this. Mariah Carey, The Roof, the remix.
It's 9:26.
Information don't stop. Knock 'em out the block.
With my peace, ruler L, why you smell like the purple fruit Chanel? Push big D's, rapping noise, simply hit me.
We can do it on the rooftop, do it till we both drop MOBB with Mariah sound so hot.
Thank you. box to box. Information, knock them out the box. Information, box to box. Information, knock them out the box.
TM Hyman Radio Live, and that was Mariah Carey featuring Mobb Deep, Back in Time Remix, The Rooftop.
Yes. That was a way better mix of that song, the original. Week.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. Sorry, I digress.
I'm catching Jay-Z.
We gotta clean up the Jay that we have. The Jay that we have is still in its parental advisory method. So
we'll get some Jay off. I feel like I'm in a oldies night. We need some Jay Z.
You're in
the
oldies night.
Yeah. Heard some of these songs since I was a kid. We gotta speed it up a little bit.
Right?
Some 2 Chainz or something. Come on.
You were like 15 when that came out, huh?
Yeah, I was a baby when it came
okay.
out.
Okay, I'm gonna get some Jay for you.
I didn't even know what that song was right there. I never heard that song in my life.
I've never heard that song in my life.
Oh, Mariah, they're shading you.
I couldn't tell what it was until after Mobb Deep started rhyming, and I was like, oh,
yeah.
I know what this
yeah.
is.
It's a remix of the song that was on her album, but it, you know.
Listen,
you wouldn't remember the original version either.
I heard my beep and thought that was a new track.
Yeah. That was one of those remixes that never made the cut.
They was bringing Shook Ones 2013 back.
I could have played that the other night. That would have been nice to bring the other joint in.
Wow, that's
a throwback right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
East Coast, my friends. Welcome
yes,
to the
if y'all just joining us, it's you know, it's Money Monday. We've got 25 minutes left in the show. We got our man Sleepy Green chilling with us, telling us about his clothing line and his movement coming out of North Philadelphia. And we love it, and thank you for joining us, of course. We had some questions.
You were going to give us some contact information.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you my contact information also, you know. Some events that's coming up that I'm promoting also. So,
okay, do the contact information first, and then we'll go over the events that you do because there's
So my contact information is info@nosleeplifestyle.com. So you can email me there. And I have you know, and then as far as shirt requests and all that stuff, before the launch, the website is going to launch in a week. But if you have requests based on something you see on Instagram or pictures that you see on my Facebook page, and my Facebook is Sleepy Green, also I can send you, you know, I can send you a shirt. That's not a problem. Take orders.
What's that Instagram address again?
Yeah, Instagram is Sleepy Green, and also No Fleet Lifestyle, and Facebook is Sleepy Green. So you know.
All right. So you're in Atlanta now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what made you go with the clothing line? Like, where'd you get that from?
Well, I mean, the funny thing is that because I grew up in Philadelphia, is really, you know, everything's based on, you know, design. And we used to call it busting back in the day. So if you wasn't dressing nice, it would bust on you like, oh, you got some busted pants on or shirts. So I've always been into fashion and dressing nice, and I, you know, I felt like with the clothing line, I can express myself of what I like. I got tired of buying designers and buying clothes looking like everybody else, so I just want to do something different. So all my designs and my styles was just something different, so you won't look like everybody else. So that was the motivation, you know.
Well, before you continue, Sleep, we have another caller that wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Caller, are you there? Last 4-digit 6900. Name is Shannon. You're on the line.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Shannon.
Hola.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to tell Sleep congratulations with everything that he's doing, and I just wanted to let him know again that I'm very proud of him, and I'm going to support the No Sleep movement as best as I can.
Word.
Great.
Where you calling from tonight, Shannon?
Home.
Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from home.
Where is home? Where do you live, hon?
Where is home?
Oh, yeah.
Philly.
I'm all
the way in Florida. You talking about I'm calling from home. You ain't up to
home. Where you at?
I'm in Philly. I'm in Philly.
Appreciate you. Thanks for calling in.
Philly.
We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yes, I'm just, oh,
that's
my God.
That's your holding you down, Sleep.
Yeah, I got it. You know,
can
real recognize real.
And a cheesesteak. I need a shirt and a cheesesteak for Max's. Can I get a cheesesteak for Max's?
What you know about Max's? That's in the middle of North Philly. Max's, I'm
yes,
surprised you
I
said
know.
That. Wow.
I said I used to live in Philadelphia, sir. Yes, and that's my area.
Oh, my. They know the gyms. They used to the tourist spots. They don't say Max's. That's in the hood. You eat Max's. You
exactly.
Really know.
I used to live there.
Okay.
Yes, let me visit.
Listen.
Live there.
Listen, he said that's in the middle of North Philly. I ain't going out there. You crazy?
I used to catch the bus
y'all,
out here all the time.
Yeah, we got another caller. Last four digits, 1733. And if anyone else wants to call and talk to Sleep, give us a call, 917-889-3926. Caller, 267, last four digits are 7807.
Tell us your name when you call.
You're on the line. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
What up?
Hello.
What
Welcome
up?
To
Hi.
Hyman Radio. Tell us your name
Hello.
And where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Robin. I'm his biggest fan. I'm his mother.
What up, mommy?
Yes, I'm his mother, and I am his biggest fan. And I have to say, I live. Can you hear me? I lived a no sleep lifestyle 5 years ago. Thank God for my son today. I'm clean and sober. 5 years.
Yes.
Plus. You know, we struggled a lot together, and he was a part of all the pain. I mean, if I had time to tell you things I put that boy through, you would understand why he would have a no-sleep lifestyle. But I just want to say to thank God above that he gave us both another chance. I now live here in Atlanta, and had it not been for the grace of God, who told him where I might be. I'm getting fogged up right now because I am so proud of my son. You know, he went through the struggles. I mean, he went
that
through a lot of
beautiful.
Stuff with love. And I thank you guys for just giving him a chance. And anybody that's listening, any mother, any daughter, to know the life that I live or that's living that life now, to know that you got a shot. Another day clean. You know what I mean? So I did live
yeah, absolutely.
It now.
Absolutely.
I lived it for I lived it for 20 years. And today, I can honestly say that I just celebrated 5 years, March the 12th plus. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my son. And I'm grateful for you guys to give him a shot. That's all I got. I've just been listening, and I'm so proud of him. You know, he's a winner, man, and he deserves a shot. And anybody
that
else that's listening that has a child, you know what I mean, that went through what my son went through, you got a shot, no matter who you are. Everybody
out there. Miss Robin, let me give you this platform because I appreciate we provide – this platform for people like you and your son who really don't get the chance to, you know, tell their stories. So, you know, what can you say to mothers who are still out of pocket when it comes to being the mother that they should be to their children? And their children, unfortunately, aren't as strong as your son and don't have that faith and that resilience. What do you say to those mothers? Because I get from your story that it's never too late.
No, it's right. never too late. And you know what? The funny thing is I was a chronic relapser, and I can only say that you have to surrender. You know, I remember my son being so little, a little boy saying, all I want is my mom. Like I would die just to have my mom back. You know what I mean? And I want to say this to all the mothers that's listening, man, you have to surrender. You know, it's like I continue to do the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting a different result, and there's no different result. There's no different result. So I just say to all the listeners out there, man, like, give yourself a chance, man, because, listen, an addict like me, if I can make it, you can make it. I was tore up from the floor up. I mean, I put that boy through a lot of stuff in the heart of North Philadelphia. I'm talking about from A to Z. So I just want to say to all the people that are listening, man, give yourself a chance. Surrender, you know, and believe that God, that there is a God. because it has not been for the grace of God. No telling where I'm going to be.
Thank you very much, Robert. Thank you very much.
Being shit, you know? Wearing that platinum shit when all y'all chicks thought it was silver and shit. I gotta really be the pioneer of this shit, man. Bottom line. I'ma show y'all how to do it. Check. Yo, I spit that other shit. That's a nice motherfucker shit. Bedtime follow me around. D-cover shit, nigga. You bear money. I'm all year money. I'm popping. You ain't got to count it. It's all air money. I never change money because niggas got strange money. Knocked up, marked up, fucked up in the game money. I got bail money. Double XL money. You got flash now, but time will reveal money. I spit the hottest shit. You need it, I got it shit. That downside masterpiece, bout it shit. I got blood money, straight up thug money. That brown paper bag under your mattress, drug money. You got show dough, little to no dough. Sell a bunch of records and you still owe dough. I got 996 plus FOMO dough. You crazy, you fugazi. I'm loco with dough, popo. Acting like they slung cats, holding they dumb rap, talking about how they fun stack. When I see them in the street, I don't see none of that. Damn, Playboy, what the fuck is the hum at? Where's all the ice with all the platinum under that? Those ain't Rolex diamonds, what the fuck you done to that? Y'all rapping ass niggas, y'all funny to me. You selling records being you, but still you wanna be me. I guess for every buck you make, it's like 100 for me. And still you running around thinking you got something on me. But I done did it, and y'all wanna take my flow and run with it. That's cool, I was the first one with it. Original, jiggers the future flow, digital. Still busting the gap when shit gets critical. Sit it down, I don't want y'all to get it confused. I rip it down, like I ain't got nothing to lose. I get it down.
Back, TM Hyman Radio Live. We're back. Monday, March 25th, 2013. Special guest tonight, Devin Sleepy Green. Big up to Mama Robin.
Yes, sir.
Pouring her heart out and about how proud she is of her son. Let's talk about what led you down the academic track, man, that got you into the career choice of pharmaceuticals. How did you get into pharmaceuticals?
Well, I'm gonna ask you to be honest with you. I got my undergrad degree in computer science from Shippensburg University, and I've been working in sales, software sales, for over 10 years. And then I went to Georgia State. I'm in Georgia State right now, getting my MBA in marketing. So, taking my MBA class, one of my professors was telling me that the future is in healthcare. And if I can get anywhere I can get into healthcare, that's what the industry I should get into. So I just used his advice, and I started applying for healthcare positions throughout Atlanta, and I got into a startup healthcare company, and now I work for Nuance Communications, which is a $1 billion company. The top they create the actual Siri for iPhones, and also
right.
In the healthcare industry they create the software that doctors use in hospitals. So that's what how I got into there.
Awesome. And so, folks, listen to the message there. He listened to somebody who tried to pour into his life and tell him about what was on the cutting edge career-wise. But what you have to understand is healthcare, along with technology, engineering, mathematics, that's where it is, okay? We're going to always need hospitals. And technology is going to always continue to advance. You got to educate yourself, put yourself in competitive arenas in order to really make it happen. So you work for a major healthcare company.
Right.
You're designing, but you also are a major promoter in the city of Atlanta. Talk about it.
So also I have an entertainment company called Sleepy Green Entertainment. And
I work with, you know, I work with, in the beginning, I had a group of different promoters that I worked with. Edison Adventures is one of my friends, Nick Curtis, and also did entertainment, our friends, Dave, and also Dion. Then we all separately did our own thing, but basically right now, currently, we do events each week. We do a party called Lavish Fridays at Bar One Atlanta, which we partner with Real Housewives of Atlanta, Peter Thomas.
Oh, yeah,
We like Peter.
Yeah. Right, Peter.
Yeah,
and also I'm doing a major event. It's called Occupy South Beach in Florida, in South Beach. It's a weekend event. We have Luke of Two Loud Crew. He's hosting our event. So it's going to be a major event. And you go to
when
Occupy
is that?
South. It's July 12th to the 15th.
And you can go to the Occupy South Beach website, or it's
occupy.com,
right?
OccupySouthBeach.com. All the hotels, travel arrangements, party packages, everything is online right now.
Yeah,
that's going to be an awesome weekend. I mean, we have pool parties lined up, day parties. Luke's hosting. It's going to be a positive, fun. It's a fun weekend for everybody to get away and do something different, you know. And so that's
like
going down.
Radio needs to be in attendance.
Well, we definitely want to be live. We want to come live from that event, brothers.
I'm
going to be awesome. We can start to be on some of those commercials. We can spend some of those commercials.
Yeah. And also moving forward, I haven't even announced it yet, but starting
wait, exclusive. Wait, oh, hold on.
It's exclusive.
Hold on. Let me get you. Hold on. Wait. Okay. There you go. We have Sleepy Green with this exclusive event entertainment update. Go ahead, Sleepy. Give it to him.
So in Atlanta, we're about to start every Sunday, starting the first week in April. It's going to be called Sunday Fun Days. It's going to be at Cafe Circa, which is on 464 Edgewood Avenue. And we're about to do daytime parties from 3 to 10 p.m. every Sunday. And it's going to be great for, you know, a nice, grown, fun environment. We'll have two, you know, a rooftop and also two DJs. And it's going to be hookahs. It's going to be really cool to do something to do in the summertime starting in April. So. And also one more event, April the 6th, which is a Saturday, April the 7th, I think, is a Saturday. We're doing an event at it's called Energy Saturday at Buckhead Bottle Bar. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now. I'm just trying to stay busy. As you can see, I look at it like life, like, you know, between the real 9 to 5, that's like my real life, and then I got side hustles. I feel like you never can have enough side ventures and hustles. So, you know, I try to keep my money diverse and spread money out through 401k stocks and also through my side hustles just to keep money coming in. So that's just, you know, I try to stay busy.
We got a few minutes left in the program. Your question, I'll come right back.
I'm sorry, it broke up. I'm sorry.
I want you to
people who may feel like their current, they can't see their current situation. What advice you have for them? A lot of young people listen to the program, and I want you to speak directly to them. But Tilo, go for it.
My advice to anybody that's listening right now is that, regardless of your situation and how bad it may seem, or if you feel like you're stuck, you just got to make a change, and you just got to try different things. The reason why I was able to be successful is sometimes you got to change people, places, and things, change your environment, and just take a chance. And if you take a chance and you believe and you talk it into existence, anything can happen. And I'm a true believer that, you know, if you believe in yourself and you just try to have a realistic goal, when realistic is the key, a realistic goal to chase after, you can accomplish anything. Because I came from really not having nothing. I moved to Atlanta with a suitcase and a car, no money and no job, and my life changed literally in a couple years. So it can happen for anybody. You just got to take a chance. And if you dream it, you can achieve it. And that's my advice.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. That's awesome advice. Cee-Lo, go ahead. You had a question.
Oh, no, I was going to say, yeah, what's for you is for you. I forgot what my question was. Oh, yeah, no,
right.
I forgot what my question was, but yeah.
Well, let's take a break. We'll come right back. Maybe she'll remember her question. Team, I'm already alive. Right back in a minute.
Okay.
Nancy with Hey.
It's your favorite, CeeLo. That's
hey.
Your favorite one right there.
Hey,
that's not the way it's labeled.
Hey, CeeLo. Hey. Hey.
Hey. I ain't rocking green hair, ain't got no Jimmy Choo, but even in sweatpants, I rock 'em better than you. I'm $1 million baby,
hey.
Making cats go wild, legendary lady, with class and style, put some clothes on baby.
Hey.
Follow my lead. If you're tired of the same old, why don't you holler at me?
Radio, we are back with you. It is 9:54 on the East Coast, 6:54 in Will Say, Texas. Shout out to my peoples in El Paso. And, well, no, I said that wrong. That would be 8:54 and then 6:54 to my people on the West Coast.
That's right.
TM Hyman.
Yeah, I'm like, you just confused some folks.
I know. My geography is horrible, people. Please don't depend on me to tell you what time it is and what
Mexico,
part of the world. Okay. My geography is on zero.
El Paso, Mexico. What'd you say?
I know, right?
Threw me off for a second.
Hold on. I was born in El Paso. I got to give him a shout out real quick. But that's our special guest on the other side, Sleepy Green, and he's been here with us sharing his story of inspiration and success.
No doubt. And big up the mom. Big up the mom, Dukes. Miss Robin.
What's your
mom's
name again?
You are mom now.
Robin.
Miss Robin. That's it.
I've been saying Robin the whole time. You thought I was calling her.
Yeah. Didn't I give you no credit?
No, that was CeeLo. Miss Robin, are you there? Miss Robin, I think I lost her. Hold on. I'm going to find her. Y'all go ahead. I'm going to find her.
You hang up on my mama.
No, I did not. Miss Robin,
I hope y'all come down Miami for Occupy South Beach. I would love to meet y'all in person.
There.
That'd be great.
We'll be there,
great
brother.
Great, you know, I look out for y'all. Got some clothes exclusives for y'all, too, so got to come
we
down.
We will be there.
Well, thank you. I wear a medium in the summertime and a large in the winter.
Hey, Sleepy, as we wrap it up, man, give us the Facebook, the Instagram, and the website one more time and how we can follow you, brother.
Okay, so on Facebook, it's Sleepy Green. This is with a space, not one word, two words. Two words is Sleepy Green. On Instagram, just two words, Sleepy, S-L-E-E-P-Y, Green, no E in the end. The Clothing Line's website is nosleeplifestyle.com. You can reach me personally at info@nosleeplifestyle.com. And also the Instagram
the Instagram page for the clothing line is No Sleep Lifestyle. So everything is pretty easy to remember because it's my name, Sleepy Green, pretty much.
And remember the advice, folks. He said, believe in yourself, and don't be afraid to get up and move. Sometimes you just got to leave that negative environment.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share with the people, bro? You've been an awesome guest, man. It was a pleasure to meet you tonight. Much success to you.
Definitely. Well, I think one more thing, just what I want to leave everybody with is that I think the biggest problem with us as people is lack of exposure. So if you're not,
absolutely,
you have to be exposed to something for people to leave, but you have to take a chance because most of my, I have people that have never been out of North Philadelphia before, so they're kind of afraid to take chances or any city you're in. So my advice would be don't be afraid to try new things and don't let the lack of exposure stunt your growth, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I want to leave everybody with.
And you can come back anytime, man.
Anytime. Well, I don't want to take the spotlight from Sleepy Green, but I just want to say to all the listeners that there's a gospel song that says something like this. Speak over yourself and encourage yourself. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You just have to encourage yourself, and that's the only way you're going to make it.
So let me give folks the what the name of that is. That's Donald Lawrence. Dancing to Encourage Yourself. Preach, mama.
There you go.
You
got to encourage yourself. And that's what I had to do, encourage myself, because God came first. And I just want to say that, Donald Lawrence, listen to that. To all the listeners out there, powerful song. And that'll close this thing out.
Thank you again so much, Miss Robin. Thank
you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Absolutely. Yeah. You just close it out.
I'll come back anytime. I'm willing to come back anytime.
Hey, listen, the singer ain't got that song. I can play that.
Well, that's okay, Miss Robin. I got one for you. I got Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It, and that's what we're going to close the show out with tonight
instead of Jay-Z.
You're welcome. Right. This is T.M. Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, T.M. Hyman, Adam CeeLo Boston, and Sleepy Green. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right.
Would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back,
Talk Radio.